Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Karen Simon, owner of Lady K Productions Film and TV Company. She wears multiple hats. She's a producer, content creator, author, aspiring actress, and businesswoman from Maryland. She just finished completing a book, completed a documentary, and a few short trailers she produced. She certainly stays busy. And Karen, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, hi. It's great to be here. Thank you so much, Mr. Dye.
And you're more than welcome, Karen. Great to have you out. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So if you would, tell us about your projects. Get into further details on that. I know you have a lot going on.
Awesome. Sure. So I just finished my book, Chasing My Dream, Not the Money, A True Success Story. And it documents my, not just my introduction to who I am, but the journey along, entering into this film and TV industry. So it's a short book, but it's a good read. It's very inspiring for other up and coming directors and filmmakers, producers and writers, as I am. So I think people will really enjoy it. They're more than welcome to go to Amazon and check it out, or my website, which is www.ladykpro.com. And I hope they enjoy it.
Well, anything about chasing dreams is always interesting for anyone, and I'm sure folks will find it really interesting and inspiring to hear your story and how your dreams have come true. Now, if you would, how did you get started actually in the film and TV industry? Give us some of those details.
Oh, I always was, I always wanted to act. It would start with acting, because I always wanted to be an actress. You know, as a young girl, I used to watch a lot of TV shows, and I always picture myself on any of those shows, you know, so kind of got inspiring there. So I pursued and taken some acting classes, but I wanted to also get behind the scenes and learn a few things. So I took a class here in the Washington, D.C. area and became a producer. So I produced a few short trailers to a couple of TV shows that I created. So and also build, you know, a team. I got a few writers that I work with that kind of bring out my creative thought as well. So that kind of propelled me into moving forward with the other lines of things, movies and documentaries as well. So
now I do have a question for you. How do you feel about the direction of the TV and film industry right now?
Oh, I love it. The streaming of a lot of TV shows, with the Netflix and Hulu's, you know, it gives people an opportunity to be able to, you know, travel and watch that movie or TV show versus being confined to a cable channel. And with the social media and people's uses of cell phones and tablets and all that, I think that's very useful. It's been very successful as well, those streamlined networks.
Well, it certainly does open up a lot of opportunities that were not available some 10 to 15 years ago, for sure. Today, we are joined by Karen Simon, owner of Lady K Productions Film and TV Company. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, goals are always important. What are your goals or vision looking ahead, say, 2 to 5 years out?
Oh, wow, yeah. Well, I would most definitely like to be in the industry. You know, I have an agent that's working on pitching a few of our TV shows to a couple of networks. I'm waiting on great feedback from that. And also a movie we're looking probably to film in the near future post this pandemic we're currently in. You know, kind of the production industry has kind of on a standstill for right now. And also in the near future, I'd like to open my own studio and start filming, you know, my own TV shows and movies here in the Washington, D.C. area. So that's a goal of mine as well.
Well, that is fabulous. You're certainly living the dream, and you have put that into action, and that is certainly inspiring, and really appreciate your joining us here today to tell us a little bit about your journey as well. So, Karen, what would you tell any up-and-coming entertainers or one that is thinking about getting into the same industry as you? Any advice along those lines?
Oh, sure. I would tell them to keep at it, stay focused. Motto is write it down, any of your thoughts. You know, always do your research. It's always good to network, meet new people in the industry. Most definitely have a great team, a great support team, and go for it.
Certainly nothing will happen if you don't go for it. And I like those final words, and also one that I picked up on as well. When you have a thought, write it down. That certainly has gone a long way for me. Some good information and good advice there. Karen, really do appreciate your joining us here today. And of course, folks, her book is called and titled Chasing the Dream. Karen, where can listeners get more information on Lady K Productions Film and TV, and also pick up this book, Chasing the Dream?
Yes, sir. They can go to www.ladykpropro.com, or they can go on Amazon.
And of course, we'll certainly include links within the show notes of this broadcast to be of further help as well. Again, Karen, all the best, continued success, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Dyke, for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. My pleasure. We've been speaking with Karen Simon, owner of Lady K Productions Film and TV Company. Her book is titled Chasing the Dream. You can find that book on Amazon. And for further information on Lady K Productions, visit ladykpro.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.